Today we'll be considering more deeply, considering how that certainty disproportion got installed in us. Karl Popper explained it. Plato, he showed us. He translated for us. Plato told the would-be masters, there, quote, there must be a clear line between them and us, we the people, for us to believe they are entitled to rule. And I want to share the quote from Karl Popper. And please, as I read it, keep in mind that this advice was, in fact, not just being taken, but implemented as Karl Marx was writing the 18th Brumaire in 1852. Quote from Karl Popper. Karl Popper's The Open Society and Its Enemies. For a full justification of the demand that the philosophers should rule, we must therefore proceed to analyze the tasks connected with the city's preservation. The city being the Republic, which the global state statesmen today see as the entire world. And I repeat this because it could be confusing for those who first start out reading The Open Society. The way he uses the word imperialism is not what we've been, the way we've been accustomed to hear it. The way he uses it is to mean, and in his translations of Plato, to mean the intrusion of outsiders into one's controlled, well-designed society, who bring in new thoughts, new ideas, and confuse the subjects such that they get ideas beyond their station. That's the way he uses that term, and uses it to explain how Plato, why Plato did not believe the Republic could ever be realized, is because of this problem. And that what these mission-imbued few decided after the French Revolution was to solve this problem by making the Republic a global republic, among other things, and also by taking the advice I'm about to read. How do you control people permanently is what is the problem that Plato is asking and presenting his solution to the rulers of the 19th century, the would-be rulers. Continuing. We know from Plato's sociological theories that the state, once established, will continue to be stable as long as there is no split in the unity of the master class. This bringing up of that class, then, is the great preserving function of the sovereign, and a function which must continue as long as the state exists. I mean, this is key, key for us to understand for our strategic planning, that the strategies that have been tried heretofore have been worse than useless because they've continued the confusion. That as long as power continues to reproduce itself, it continues to exist. So what's key is our focusing on this, on structuring our resistance and our planning to get free such that it interferes with their ability to continue to reproduce themselves. Continuing, the bringing up, that is education, and we're going to be either next show or the. We have to look at education. We pointed out, or Popper did last week, that it is the single most important institution for power. And that has never been acknowledged on the left, the degree to which our obedience is instituted by the education system, both by parents and by later on by the official professional educators. Continuing, the bringing up of that class is therefore the great preserving function of the sovereign. And if, you see, they can continue to bring up their young people to believe, you know, to believe they are fulfilling an historic mission. But it's time for us to begin talking about with ourselves that that's happening and that they can only maintain their control of us if we agree to internalize obedience. We have to take responsibility back for ourselves and for our children. Take responsibility for the thoughts that are put in our heads. Continuing. The bringing up of that class is therefore the great preserving function of the sovereign, and a function which must continue as long as the state exists. How far does it justify the demand that a philosopher must rule? The great importance which Plato attaches to a philosophical education of the rulers must be explained by reasons purely political. And so, comment, consider as we read Marx, analyze and present this as it was almost like as it was happening, the events in Paris in 1848. Consider that as he was giving us the blow, as he was absorbing and taking in the events that were unfolding around him, consider what he could not see. Consider the fact that there were folk who deeply believe that it must be philosophers, like Marx himself, who rule. And it would have been really, really helpful, obviously, if he could have thought about that. Thought about the fact that there were folks who were taking Plato to heart and using it to design a strategy that would tear our resistance apart. Continuing, the main reason I can see for this belief that only philosophers should rule is the need for increasing to the utmost the authority of the rulers. Thus, Plato's philosophical education has a definite political function. It puts a mark on the rulers, and it establishes a barrier. And hasn't it? A barrier between the rulers and the ruled. This is that certainty deficit that I'm using this quote to illustrate. This is that certainty deficit that bothered me when I first started writing Waking Up and putting the writings up on the website. This certainty deficit is what underlies what I've been terming waste, the waste of our lives, of our children, of our earth, because we haven't believed that we are worthy, that we deserve to make the decisions, that we deserve our control of our own bodies, of our own children even. We've turned our children over to these people, to these 10,000 guys, our children, to corrupt their minds and fill them with lies. And it is on those lies that our brilliant young people work. use their brilliance on lies, waste. So you see how correct Plato was. That so long as you can convince the subjects by emphasizing the essential superiority, because they are philosophers of the rulers, you can continue to rule. And largely that's because we're communal beings and we're cooperative. And if you rear us to believe we're not good enough, there it all falls into place. So the main reason Karl Popper could see for insisting that rulers be philosophers is to increase to the utmost the authority of the so-called rulers. Thus, Plato's philosophical education has a definite political function. It puts a mark on the rulers, and it establishes a barrier between the rulers and the ruled. This has remained a major function of quote-unquote higher education down to our own time. Platonic wisdom is acquired largely for the sake of establishing a permanent class rule. It can be described as political medicine, giving mystic powers to its possessors, the medicine men. And that is, unquote, from The Open Society and Its Enemies, The Spell of Plato.